Hi there. The word for you today is, always be humble. In 2 Samuel 7 verse 18, we read, Who am I that you have brought me this far? A member of Parliament took his little daughter to visit Westminster Abbey. After she stood looking up at its magnificent columns, her father asked, What do you think, sweetheart? With childlike candor, she replied, I was thinking how big you look at home, Daddy, and how small you'll look in here. God's presence has a way of humbling us. In the Old Testament, King David went in and sat before the Lord, and here's what he said. Who am I, O Sovereign Lord, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? The Bible's filled with examples of people who humbled themselves before God. In Matthew's Gospel, he mentions his own name only twice. Both times he calls himself a tax collector. And John doesn't even mention his Gospel. The name John appears throughout his Gospel, but it refers to John the Baptist. John simply calls himself, quote, the other disciple, or quote, the disciple whom Jesus loved. Luke wrote two of the most important books in the Bible, Luke and Acts, without ever once mentioning his own name. And Paul, the Bible's most prolific author, referred to himself in 2 Corinthians 12 and 11 as a fool. He describes himself in 1 Corinthians 15 and 9 as the least of the apostles. And later in Ephesians 3 verse 8, he calls himself, quote, less than the least of all saints. In fact, as Paul grew older, his ego grew smaller. And in one of his final epistles, 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, he refers to himself as the chief of sinners. Wow. King David wrote no psalms celebrating his victory over Goliath, but you know what? He wrote a psalm of penitence, confessing his sin with Bathsheba. So the word for you today is, always be humble.